أمر ابن روح القدس الله الواحد تحل علينا نعمته وبركته من الآن وكل أوان إلى دار الدور أمين. اليوم 13 من شهر طوبى المبارك أحسن الله استقباله وعاد علينا وعليكم ونحن أنتم مغفور الخطايا والزلات والأثام والسيئات من قبل مراحم الرب باقتي أمين. On this day the church celebrates the commemoration of the miracle that our Lord Jesus Christ performed at Cana of Galilee. It was the first miracle that our Lord Jesus performed after his baptism. He was invited to the wedding with his virgin mother, St. Mary, and also some of his disciples. When they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to him, said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." There were six there. There were set there six water pots of stone. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Draw now out and take it to the master of the feast." When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, he said to the bridegroom, "Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then that which is inferior. But you have kept the good wine until now." This was the beginning of the signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. To him in the glory, with the good Father and the Holy Spirit. Amen. فهذا اليوم أيضا تنايح القديس توفيلس الراهب الذي كان الابن الوحيد لملك إحدى جزائر روما. فرباه أحسن تربية وأذبه بالآداب المسيحية. ولما بلغ من العمر 12 سنة قرأ رسائل لسان العطر بولس. فوجد في الرسالة إلى العبرانيين قوله: أنت يا رب في البدء أسست الأرض والسماوات هي عمل يديك، هي تبيد ولكن أنت تبقى كلها كثوب تبلى وكرداء تطويها فتتغير. ولكن أنت وسنوك لن تفنى. وقرأ أيضا في رسالته الأولى إلى الكورنثوس: حسن للرجل أن لا يمس امرأة، ولكن لسبب الزنا ليكن لكل واحد امرأته وليكن لكل واحد رجلها، لأني أريد أن يكون جميع الناس كما أنا، وأظن أنا أيضا عندي روح الله. وقرأ أيضا في الإنجيل المقدس قول سيدنا: إن أردت أن تكون كاملا فاذهب بأملاكك واعطي الفقراء فيكون لك كنز في السماء، وتعال اتبعني. فترك بيت أبيه وكل ماله وخرج متنكرا وصار يتنقل من دير إلى دير إلى أن وصل الإسكندرية، ومنها مضى إلى دير الزجاج. فلما رأى القديس بؤطر رئيس الدير علم من النعمة التي فيه أنه من أولاد الملوك، فتلقاه ببشاشة وباركه ثم استفسر عن أمره فأعلمه به، فتعجب الأب ومجد الله قبله في الدير. ولما رأى نجاحه في الفضيلة ونشاطه ألبسه الإسكيم المقدس. بعد 10 سنين أتى جند من قبل أبيه وأخذوه رغما عن رئيس الدير. فلما وصل إلى أبيه لم يعرفه لأن النس كان قد غير شكله، فعرفه القديس بنفسه فرح كثيرا بلقائه. شرع القديس في وعد أبيه مبينا له حالة الموت والحياة وهول الدينونة وغير ذلك، حتى أثر كلامه في قلب والده، فنزع التاج عن رأسه تاركا الملك لأخيه، وذهب هو وامرأة القديس توفيلس ابنهم إلى دير الزجاج حيث ترهب وقام مع ولده. أما والدته فقد ترهبت بدير الراهبات وعاش الجميع بالنسك والعبادة وعمل الفضاء إلى آخر أيامهم. ولما أكملوا جهادهم الصالح تنايحوا بسلام، صلاتهما تكون معنا أمين. On this day also San Damiana was martyred. This chaste and fighter virgin was the daughter of Mark, governor of Burullus. في الزعفران. And where the السيسبان. In the northern delta of the valley of the Nile. She was the only daughter to her parents. When she was 1 year old, her father took her to the church of the monastery of Al-Mayamma. He offered alms, candles, and oblations so that God might bless her and keep her in his care. When she was 15 years old, her father wanted her to be wed. She refused and told him that she had vowed herself a bride to the Lord Christ. When she saw that her father was pleased with her intention, she asked him to build her a palace where she could worship God in seclusion with her virgin friends. He fulfilled a wish and built the house that she wanted. She lived in it with 40 other virgins. They spent their time reading the Holy Scripture and in worship. Shortly after, Emperor Diocletian sent for Mark, Sandiniana's father, and ordered him to worship the idols. He refused at first, but after the emperor appeased him, he obeyed his order and worshiped the idols and forsook the creator of the universe. When Mark returned to his official seat and Sindemiana knew what had transpired, she rushed to meet him. She did not greet him, but said, "What is it that I heard about you? I would have preferred to hear about your death rather than to hear that you had renounced your faith and forsaken the God who created you from non-existence into being, to worship gods made by hands. Take note that if you do not return to your first faith and renounce the worship of stones, you are not my father and I am not your daughter." And she left him. Her father was greatly moved by the words of his daughter, and he wept bitterly. In haste, he went to the Diocletian and confessed to the Lord Christ. When the emperor could not convince him with threats and promises, he ordered him beheaded. When the Diocletian knew that the one who returned Mark from worshipping the idols was Saint Damiana, his daughter, he sent her a prince first gently to convince her to worship idols, and if she disobeyed him, to behead her. The prince went to her with 200 soldiers and the instruments of torture. When he arrived to her palace, he said to her, "I am a messenger sent from Emperor Diocletian. I came to call upon you according to the emperor's orders to worship his gods so that he can grant you all that you want." The saint shouted in his face saying, "May God denounce the messenger and the one by whom he was sent. Don't you have any shame at all to call stones and wood gods, which are inhabited by devils? There is no God in heaven or on earth except one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the eternal Creator, the everlasting, who is everywhere, who knows all the secrets, and who can throw you in hell, where is the everlasting torment. As for me, I am the maidservant of my Master and my Savior, Jesus Christ, and his good Father and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. Him I confess, and upon him I depend, and in his name I die, and by him I live forever." The prince became exceedingly angry and ordered her to be placed in the hembezine, the squeezing press, until her blood poured out of her body on the ground. The virgins were standing weeping over her. When they put her in prison, the angel of the Lord appeared to her, touched her body with his illuminate wings, and she was healed of all her wounds. The prince used all his evil imagination to torture Saint Damiana, once by tearing her flesh and another time by placing her in boiling oil. Through it all, the Lord raised her up safely. When the prince saw that all his attempts were in vain before the steadfastness of this pure virgin, he ordered her beheaded, and all the other virgins with her. Thus they all received the crowns of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen. See ya. Oh,